Brianne, this must be incredibly exciting for you, winning the Fast Growth Grand Prize at the Venture Prize. How does it feel?
It really feels unreal. This is such an honor to be here today and to be recognized in this way. We still have a long ways to go as a startup company, but this is a really big vote of confidence, and it's just such a great opportunity to be part of this whole process, and then, you know, at the end of it, the culmination of this awards ceremony. So that's fabulous.
What is the prize? What did you actually get?
The grand prize is $100,000.
So how will you use that?
We are currently ramping up for commercialization of our first product, the Surosense RX. That will be commercialized by late summer. So it will really go towards getting everything ready for manufacturing and doing that first production run, growing the company.
And what exactly is that product? What does it do?
The Surosense RX is a pressure-sensitive insole that takes data from the bottom of the foot and wirelessly sends it to a receiving device. So this is intended for patients who have lost sensation in their feet. They're at risk for doing pressure-related damage without them knowing it. And that tends to be patients with diabetes who have developed a complication known as peripheral neuropathy. Because they can't properly feel their feet, they can wear holes in their feet just as someone could wear a hole in a shoe. And so this device really gives that user that feedback that they don't have, so they can prevent things like ulcers and amputation.
Now, winning this year's competition, you've actually accomplished a couple of firsts. You're the first person to move up from the student competition. You won that last year, and then to move on and win the grand prize, which you did this year. But you're also the first woman who has won in the Venture Prize. What are you doing that makes you so successful?
I really don't run my day-to-day life thinking that I'm this exception as a woman in science and technology. I'm really just doing what I love, as are the rest of the team that I work with. I think it's great that it's becoming commonplace for women to sort of make their mark in whatever industry they wish to, and this is just, you know, further emphasizing that. Over the process of tonight, I've actually been approached by a number of women who in various ways are helping to bridge the gap between women and technology. And so it's really great to see this growing trend and this growing group of supporters of that. So I think it just sort of emphasizes that, and it's great.
You also have experience with having won last year and getting the benefit of that, and now you have a bit of insight into what exactly a Venture Prize win can do for you. What have been some of the advantages?
There have been so many advantages that have come out of this process. It's hard to really put your finger on a lot of them. I know that first and foremost, the competition and the process has really driven attention to the company and support from the local tech community. So that's definitely been really unquantifiable. It's been pervasive in a lot of different ways. Secondly, it not only drives that attention, but it almost legitimizes in a way the company as a growing startup company in the province. And again, in that way, it's helped us grow our businesses in a lot of ways that I don't think I'll ever be able to say this was from the Tech Venture Prize, but I know that things have just grown in a very positive direction since last year, so I can't wait to see where things go from today.
What kind of interest are you getting from investors?
We have a lot of interest from investors. We have a very supportive investor pool currently, and it seems like on a day-to-day basis we have interest from new investors and new business opportunities. And again, I think that a lot of that has been driven by things like the Tech Venture Prize.
When you look ahead, say 5 years from now, where do you want to be?
We really want to be a global leader in developing wearable sensor-based technologies that enable patients to practice preventative healthcare. There are a lot of complications that I've seen in the healthcare system that I think can be prevented, and I think that there are a lot of patients who are smart enough and willing enough to put the energy in to see that they don't have those preventable complications happen to them, and so we're just enabling patients to do that.
With all this work with your company and your inventions, do you still get a chance to practice medicine?
I am doing night shifts and the odd day shift here and there. Things have been getting so busy with the company, it's very hard to do both well, so you've kind of got to prioritize. I still do attend as much educational training as I can, but right now my priority is really pushing this company forward.
Q congratulations, Brianne.
Thank you very much.